Well, I'm sitting here in Kafr Abdou in Alexandria, Egypt, and it's the 12th of October 2013, and I'm surprisingly sitting and recording another entry for the Unity Diary, which, well, I thought I'd finished some time ago, June 2011, in fact. I'm just checking there now. Just had a phone call from Marina Hitchin, the former principal of Unity, who is at the moment in Luxor, and she's just received a paper at the court there in Luxor requesting her to attend some sort of court session in Khartoum. At the request of the court. The court are going to pay for her flight, accommodation, etc. So it's the court that are wanting her to go so she can be a witness against Robbie. I don't have a lot of details on this. Marina's sort of quite surprised because the legal action that was taken by her personally was actually against the entire gang of thieves. That's the bishop, Robbie, Safwat Fanous, and Makram Magos, who died actually last summer, I think. Anyway, there's just the three of the original gang left now. So Marina's a little bit confused about this because no legal action was proposed against Robbie personally. Anyway, the date of this legal action is supposed to be the 24th of October. Unfortunately, Marina can't go that day because her passport is actually tied up at the Saudi embassy, I think, in London, where she's waiting on a visa. There's some sort of visa problem anyway with her current job, so she's not actually going to have a passport to get into Sudan on the 24th, so she's got to go and ask for a postponement, but she's pretty determined to go, and I'm glad she is, because this whole debacle is sort of lingering in both of our lives, actually, since I uncovered it in the first place, and the both of us fought so long and hard on this. I didn't actually know that Marina had taken legal action on her own behalf. Anyway, I've run out of time here. I'm sure there'll be more recordings soon.